isn't the Bible just a bunch of legends and myths? Have you ever heard a question along those lines? Well, you know, there's a lot of different ways to answer some of these questions, but for this question, I would look at historical verification. Is the Bible legends and myths? Well, the Bible is actually set in a place in time and in a location, so it can actually be scientifically and historically verified as to whether it's history or legends and myths. Back in the 1800s, skeptics, of which there are hundreds or actually thousands, maybe millions of them today, but skeptics were claiming that the Bible was a bunch of legends and myths, that the kings and the nations cited in the Bible, including King David, were all mythical creatures and never really existed. Now, real science, a believer's best friend, crushed that throughout the 20th century as the newly developing science of archaeology found more than 40 of those nations and kings. So that old myth is based on myths from the 1800s that the Bible is myths and legends. No, it's a historical account. In fact, in 2005, Israeli archaeologists found King David's palace. And when they found that, they stated, what's amazing about the Bible is it's amazingly accurate. No, it's not a bunch of myths and legends. It's an historical account, and it can be tested and verified. And the more that real science finds in these areas, the more that comes to light. Okay, well, why is the Bible at odds with science? My friends, the Bible has never been at odds with real science. Real science is a believer's best friend. It's at odds with some secular interpretations of the world based on their religious beliefs, their starting foundations of millions of years leading to Darwinism, but it's not at odds with science. Real science is and always has been our best friend. Did you know that more than 80% of the branches of modern science were started by Bible-believing Christians to study God's creation? There wouldn't even be science without Christianity. Now, over the last 150 years, science has been taken over and undermined by secularists and humanists and atheists, and now they force people to interpret the world through their religious worldview. Millions and billions of years, their foundation leading to Darwinian evolutionism. But real science is still our best friend. Now, in fact, the Bible tells us that at the end of the sixth day of creation, God looked at his creation, called it very good, and said, the heavens and the earth were finished. At the end of the sixth day of creation, God said the creation was finished. Well, the first law of thermodynamics is the law of conservation of mass and energy, that matter and or energy cannot be created or destroyed. Matter can become energy, energy can be changed to matter, but the total amount is the same. I think when God said creation was finished, I think what God meant was creation was finished. You know, 10 times in Scripture, we're told that God made the foundations of the earth and the heavens, they're gonna wear out. They're gonna wax old like a garment. The heavens and the earth will wear out according to God. Well, the second law of thermodynamics is the law of entropy, that things tend to lose order and become worn out. They lose energy. They lose order. They wear out. The law of entropy. Albert Einstein's theory of relativity showed us that the universe is a result of something. The universe is a huge result, and it had a beginning. Well, logic holds that for every result that had a beginning, the cause of that result has to exist outside of and not be a part of the result. Now, in other words, the cause of the universe had to exist outside of the universe's space, matter, and time. It couldn't be a part of space, matter, and time as evolution teaches today. Now, out of all ancient religious texts, only the biblical God claimed to exist outside of space, matter, and time. In fact, only the biblical God claimed to exist outside of space, matter, and time and be eternal.